USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The family of the 17-year-old high school shooting suspect in South Texas releasing a statement yesterday after Friday's mass shooting that killed 10 people and left 10 other people wounded. The Pegorsis family saying they haven't been told many details about the shootings, but the media reports they've seen seem, in their words, incompatible with the boy they love. They added that they're just as shocked and confused as everyone else, and they extended condolences to all those impacted by the incident. 8 students and 2 teachers were killed. Hopes are alive for a Triple Crown winner in thoroughbred horse racing this year after yesterday's Preakness.
Justify! He's unstoppable! He won the Preakness! Bravanto was second!
The call is heard on NBC as the Kentucky Derby winner Justify took the Preakness, so now it's on to the Belmont Stakes. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
After days of trade talks, China's agreed to increase purchases of U.S. goods and services. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A statement released by the White House said meetings between President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He led to a consensus to resolve a trade dispute between the two economic superpowers. Also agreed upon, increasing trade in manufactured goods and services, encouraging two-way investments, and striving to create a fair, level playing field for competition between the two countries. The meeting was called to prevent a trade war that was brewing after Trump in March imposed new tariffs on imported Chinese products, slapping billions of dollars in potential fiscal penalties on Chinese imports. In April, China retaliated with $3 billion in new tariffs on U.S. imports.
The passenger jet crash in Cuba that killed 110 people Friday, the island nation's deadliest air disaster in nearly 30 years. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Social media was abuzz after President Trump welcomed First Lady Melania Trump home from the hospital yesterday by misspelling her name in a tweet. He spelled Melania's name as Melanie, though some pointed out that could have been the result of autocorrect getting it wrong. The First Lady did return to the White House after kidney surgery last Monday. That tweet was quickly deleted. The following tweet did not have a typo. It said, quote, "Great to have our incredible First Lady back home in the White House. Melania is feeling and doing really well. Thank you for all of your prayers and best wishes." In Washington State, officials confirmed that one person was killed by a mountain lion. 2 mountain bikers attacked yesterday morning near North Bend, which is about 30 miles east of Seattle. Police say one biker was killed, the other taken to a hospital with very serious injuries, and wildlife officials say they're searching for the cougar. The last fatal mountain lion attack in the U.S. happened in 2008 in New Mexico. And the toy's been around since it hit the shelves in 1956, but now maker of it, Hasbro, is trademarking the smell of Play-Doh. The company announcing that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has officially recognized the distinctive Play-Doh smell as a registered trademark of the brand. A senior VP of the company says trademarking the iconic scent will help protect the brand for years to come. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.